Republican candidates trying to win their party's nomination for the U.S. House representing Pennsylvania's 13th district fielded questions Monday night. The district stretches across south-central Pennsylvania, including Blair and Huntingdon counties. WPSU's Ann Danahy reports the event drew 7 of the 8 candidates who are trying to sway voters to pick them in next week's primary.
The forum by Blair County Republicans drew a full house to the American Legion in Hollidaysburg. States' rights, smaller government, and experience getting results were some of the themes covered during the forum. John Eichelberger, a state senator from Blair County, struck a pragmatic tone on many questions. He said there's a commitment to Social Security, but the age of eligibility for future retirees will need to be increased. And he said meeting with lobbyists isn't inherently bad.
If people here don't like lobbyists, then they wouldn't like the gun lobby to come in. The NRA comes in and meets with us. The local libraries come in and meet with us. The YMCAs come in and meet with us. So you have to have the principles to draw the line and make sure that you're not being taken advantage of and you're doing the right thing for the folks back home.
The crowded field meant the 7 candidates took turns at the microphone. The responses were timed with a bell ringing when the time was up. There is no incumbent running in the primary, and the district is rated strongly Republican, making it a unique opportunity for the party's nominee. Art Halverson, a retired Coast Guard pilot from Bedford County, took credit for incumbent Bill Schuster not running for re-election.
This is possible because one guy stood up in 2016 and went against the giant in the arena.
Halverson lost his race against Schuster by a slim margin. The candidates answered questions about taking federal government out of local schools and getting rid of federal mandates on states, school districts, and municipalities. Halverson said the Federal Department of Education needs to be dissolved. Congress, he said, increased its funding despite President Trump's efforts to cut it.
We've got a Congress that's out of control. We got representatives who don't understand conservative principles. We don't need duplication in education at the federal level. It has actually resulted in lower scores for Americans across the board.
Doug Mastriano, a retired colonel from Franklin County, said the country has a nanny state, going back to the New Deal and perpetuated even by Republicans.
It's a fight about bringing down the power of this powerful, corrupt government that's oppressing us. Remember the oppression of the Christians, how you felt under Obama? That's what we've become. It's very Orwellian. We need to rise up and stand and say no. You send Mastriano down there and I will fight against this tyranny we have.
Bernie Washabaugh, a real estate developer from Chambersburg, highlighted his experience in business. He said mandates and regulations are stifling small businesses and local governments.
The more local we can make regulation and these demands from the federal government, the better off we're going to be.
The candidates came out in support of term limits for politicians with some differences in the best way to do it. John Joyce, a dermatologist from Altoona, said he signed the term limit pledge but wants to take it beyond that.
25, 30, 35-year bureaucrats who slow down our government and have their own agendas, many of them trying to stop President Trump, they also should be term limited.
On the question of how to handle Social Security and whether opting out or raising taxes should be an option, Steve Bloom said he signed a pledge not to raise taxes. Bloom currently sits in the State House of Representatives.
And for the last 8 years, I never have voted for a tax increase. I've fought the tax increases that were tried to be pushed upon us by Governor Wolf. And even when Governor Corbett, a fellow Republican, tried to push a gasoline tax increase on us, I fought that to the bitter end.
While the candidates had similar positions on many issues, there were a few where they parted ways. On a question about the conflict between federal and state marijuana laws, several of the candidates said it should be up to the states. Ben Hornberger, a Marine veteran from Shippensburg, said he was for total legalization. At 24, he's the youngest of the candidates. He pointed to the need to help treat veterans and fight opioids.
Marijuana has never been known to kill anybody. Hungry, happy, sleepy are the three effects of marijuana. There's no deaths related to marijuana from directly using it.
That answer drew some applause, along with some shaking their heads in disagreement. Mastriano said the nature of the question shows how impaired the nation is morally.
I say no. It's time to draw a line in the sand. There's right and wrong. States, if you're in a gray area, I say no. Get on the Lord's side, not on your own side.
Candidate Travis Schooley did not attend the event. I'm Ann Danahy, WPSU.